If a colored man got mad with a white man, what might he call him behind his back?
Call him that a white man, imagine. Okay. I don't know about that.
What do you call people like us whose skin is white?
Well, call them white folks.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it. You'd say the man got awfully what about it?
Awful mad, I reckon it'd be what I think.
Okay. Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired.
The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child,
was sick, I imagine.
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick. Where?
Well, it's your stomach.
Uh-huh. I thought. So you say he feels sick?
Mm-hmm.
In?
Sick at your stomach.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or the what's going to get you. You better behave or the...
Mm-hmm. Well, I always told them to then behave and hate to whoop them.
Okay.
Not much of that done these days, though.
No, that's true. Not as much as maybe there should be.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard somebody say to a child, you better behave or the boogeyman will get you or the devil will get you?
Yeah,
or something like that?
I've heard that too.
Uh-huh. Did you ever use any of those expressions?
No. I don't think that's right, tell a child that.
Okay.
I think it's better just to whoop.
Okay. What do you say to your friends on December the 25th?
December 26th.
On December the 25th, what do you say to your friends?
Well, I don't remember. Well, I tell them it's Christmas Day.
Yeah, and so what do you say to them? How do you greet them? You don't say Happy New Year on Christmas Day.
No.
You say, what would you say?
Well, Christmas gift.
Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I certainly am glad I don't have to what this very far.
Well,
what word would you use? I certainly am glad I don't have to
tote this very far.
Okay. What do you call a creature that has a hard shell and it lives in the water and it can draw its feet and its head and its tail up inside its shell?
Well, I never seen nothing in a shell that way but the snails.
Well, now there's a bigger one. It's about that big.
Yeah.
It's got 4 feet.
Well, I reckon that must be oysters.
No, this one's got, got feet and a head and a tail.
Oh, maybe. That's a turtle.
Okay.
I know what it is now.
Now, would you call this something else if it lived on the land instead of in the water?
That favorite turtle?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, terrapin.
Okay.
Ain't much difference in them.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
Okay. Can the insides of other animals be eaten?
Yeah, beef tripes. They make beef tripes. And that's the only one I know where folks ever eat.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Of a what?
An egg. The center part.
I call it the yellow thing.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
The chest.
What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake? A person would get into one of these to go fishing.
A what?
It's something that, with oars, you get into and you row.
Oh, that's backtoat.
Okay.
What with? We always...